Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, Jackie. Good evening, everyone.
Yes, and I'm sure you're in full lipstick, aren't you, Veronica?
I sure am.
Okay.
I even have a cute hairdo.
Oh, I'm so impressed.
What about you? You're looking pretty good tonight.
Oh, yes, I look fabulous. I look like someone who's been up since 5 a.m. at a dead run all day long.
So you have to define what up means, right? Then you're in the socket.
I've been up, honey. I've been up. Well, tonight's topic, the gift and power of gratitude. I'm really excited to do this show because the energy of gratitude is such a gift, and it's an incredible paradox. We're going to have some fun with this, I think. It's far more, it sounds very mundane. It's incredibly important. So important, I can't even begin to tell everyone. And the show dedication tonight, I would like to dedicate this show to the team. In gratitude for all that they do for us, their tireless work and love that's always there. No breaks. No vacations, no excuses, no complaining, just love, help, and tireless service. So that is the dedication for tonight.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I do love them. They are so absolutely wonderful. They really, wow. Also, I'd like to talk about last week's meditation and all the comments and emails that came in from people. Veronica, how did you experience it? We haven't even had a chance to talk.
It really took me in. I was absolutely out of it and absolutely not relating to the details because I go way out. So every time I listen to it, it's the same thing. So I'm not sure if I'm failing or if I'm getting way beyond the normal prescription. What do you think?
I think you're getting way beyond the subconscious and right into the unconscious, and I think it's perfect.
And I know that it's wonderful, and many people that I've talked to really thought it was terrific.
Well, I've had some very interesting comments. In fact, Bob, your partner, had an experience in one of the rooms, and I have yet to listen to the damn thing, so I recorded it so I could specifically do it. But you know, I always count on the team to cover me, but you know, this is something I really did want to do because it felt really powerful.
Well, you know, Daryl Anka, who channels Bashar, as you well know, says that he never has to do any of the stuff because Bashar puts him through it as he goes through all these.
I'm counting on the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have yet, even when I've done intensives, gone back and listened to anything. So I've never listened to a tape from a show or anything. I just find it fascinating. But it does feel as though it comes in a different way, but it feels like it's imprinted in.
Yeah, I think that's it. The goal isn't to stay with the same exercise. The goal is the exercise leads us, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I haven't got a higher forehead yet. That was one of my future dreams.
Really? Oh, that's my big scary one. I keep thinking if my head gets any bigger. I'm going to look like one of those beings that's on the website with the enlarged heads.
We're going to call you Ms. Bubblehead.
That's exactly right. That's why I have a lot of hair. That's the only way I can cover it all up. I had so many comments from so many people, and I'm really thrilled. I know at the end, they were running longer. It felt like it got cut off at the end, you know. But you know, once they go into these meditations, and Veronica, you've experienced them before at the intensive, so, you know, I'm gone. I'm just lost in the experience. So, but I know that from a lot of people wrote and said it gave them hope. And, you know, that they had encounters and experiences. I guess a lot of people have been going on and listening to it multiple times and working with the energies. And it just really felt fabulous.
Yeah, endless possibilities just stream through.
Well, and it's interesting because I was talking to Robert, your partner,
mm-hmm.
And he said, geez, Lazarus, I just got a thing in the mail that Lazarus did a specific meditation on future self and abundance. Now, I can't find it. The only one I can find is one that's just been released, and the it seems to be only available on streaming. I'm going to call Concept Synergy tomorrow. It's called New Portals of Freedom and Intimate Dialogues with Your Future Self. And this was just released, literally. And he describes it as a magical working. It's more of a magical working than a discussion. See, Lazarus begins by exploring why working with our future self can be so rewarding. For example, with dialogues of our future, with our future self, we can reach beyond our current rounds of resistance and our current boundaries of growing and changing. We can find renewed or new light of hope, caring, and loving. We can awaken dreams rich with opportunity. We can rekindle the magic we know and engage new magic from beyond the threshold. He goes on in the, but if you go to the website, you have to look for new releases, and this is one I definitely want to get. I'm gonna, like I said, I'm gonna call tomorrow and see if it's available in DVD or in CD or tape. I guess if I have to put it on the computer, I do. But you know, I'd just as soon have it something I can listen to and portable that I can bring up to the healing room. But I'm excited.
And can't you print out from your computer?
I'm sorry?
Can't you print out CDs from your computer?
What do you mean print them out?
Well, I guess that's Bob having all this technology. We just print them out.
Like, no, I do not have that technology. Leave it to Robert.
My abilities.
I'm sorry? Okay, tell him to send it to me.
Okay, I will.
That's very funny. Listen, you found the right mad scientist. That's all I can say. You know, and if he was handy, I'd marry him. But I guess handy is a, you know.
I was just going to say, that's going to open a whole discussion, but we'll get into that another show.
Yeah, absolutely. what's up on planetearth.com, which I always recommend to people. You know, a squirrel just sent this to me, darling squirrel, and this really hit home because of the portal opening last weekend. I know a lot of people kind of went into their cave and did a lot of personal work and, you know, tended to stay away from everybody. I went on a date. I actually decided it was a wonderful thing. This was a very nice person, and you know, prosperous, and you know, had some class and style. And I thought it was absolutely perfect. I had lots of fun getting dressed up, and it, you know, it wasn't a matter of it being serious. It was a matter of the energy of stepping out, and it felt perfect to do it. And I had a great time.
So where'd you meet him, Jackie?
At a fabulous restaurant. I mean, because I wouldn't, you know, first date, I don't want anybody here. I did bring him over, but I mean, it was just absolutely a lovely evening and good energy, and you know, just everything's changing. Anyway, she goes on, experiencing the lull and the big purge to freedom. This I think is fascinating because the energies this week have been so undulating, and they've gone up and down and up, and it's been a very interesting week. She just goes on to say, we just completed a big purge, and thus we are now in a lull. The lunar eclipse and full moon supported us in really seeing who we are and allowing us to go into that scary and seemingly dark space. And now we are out and on the other side, for which I do backflips. If you're one who's unusually sensitive and connects easily, you may have experienced lunar eclipse with confusing feelings of low self-worth, perhaps self-loathing, and even guilt for no apparent reason. Or you may have just plain felt guilt, plain icky. Suddenly feeling bad about yourself for no apparent reason. And this is all the lunar eclipse energy, by the way. This is really, and so I wanted to bring this up tonight for people who, people have been real sensitive over this period of time. I know, you know, it's been kind of an emotional, I'll tell you about my experience in a minute, it's very funny. And after all of this, as she goes on to say, it's an opportunity to shed a lot around us. Big house cleaning, you know, both of our personal homes and ourselves. And I know I've been, you know, purging like crazy. I've been doing all kinds of cleanses. And I know a lot of people have felt like, you know, they wanted to do something different in their lives. But she goes on to say, we finally come home. And, you know, it's indeed time for the other side. We can now be here and feel the peace, tranquility, ease, and comfort that's escaped us. And she goes all the way back to March of 2007. She goes on to say that being in the muck and unpleasantness of another reality is now forever over, except for the times we must return, if ever so briefly. You know, there's always a caveat. You know, we can now know that we're done. We no longer have to be part of the unpleasant and denser energies. I love this piece that she just sent out. Seeming sacrifices made for the good of another or the good of the whole are suddenly released now. So, you know, I personally experienced this, and I have to talk about this because I thought it was fascinating. Monday felt so strange. Nothing looked the same. And it was very weird. And I don't know about you, Veronica, but I mean, I've been seeing things, you know, little things here and there popping up. When I look back around, it's not there. But I've noticed that all of a sudden things are very interesting. Monday I felt this huge lull that was almost like a no man's land. Nothing looked the same to me. It was a very strange feeling. And then Tuesday and Wednesday really picked up. And then today, as I had told you, I was tired, but I've done an awful lot this week. So, you know, I mean, there's actually a reason for that. But I had, which I thought was hysterically funny, I've had water flowing all over this damn house.
You mean like little floods or what?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I had the refrigerator, the ice maker, the water line, you know, broke. It didn't break, but it backed up anyway, whatever. And I had a kitchen full of water. And my son had to come. Thank heaven he was in town. And I couldn't. You know, I didn't know how to turn the water off on the house or anything, so I just kept, you know, bailing water until he got here and laughing, actually, thinking, oh, my Lord. All my sprinklers went kaput, so everything, you know, my roses were dying in the back, and because everything is overwatered. I mean, I don't know what's happening. All my huge outside pots are getting way too much water. Water is everywhere. And I finally sat down and just laughed hysterically, and I said, you know, and not only did it happen to my refrigerator one day, they came and fixed it. I get up the next morning, I've got the same thing. So, except now we know how to turn off the water. I just can't move the fridge. It's too big for me. But also out of that, and this, you know, going into the whole gratitude thing, my son came and I took one look at his energy field and I said, what's going on with you? He said, Mom, I'm having nightmares. I said, get upstairs. And I immediately went to work on him. And I don't do a lot of hands-on, but I did with him. And cleared up his energy field, and stuff was just pouring out. All of this stuff for months he's been picking up because he transmutes a lot of energy naturally. And we had to vacate the room once we were done so it could all, you know, transmute out of here. But he knows how to do his energy field. I was shocked. He just got lazy. And once he was done, he bounced off the table, and he said, well, now I can't sleep. And I said, well, you're, hello?
I don't think you need to.
And, but he called me later to thank me. He said, I feel incredible. And so, you know, I looked at it from a perspective of gratitude, that and humor, as I realized that all this water flowing is all the opening of my emotions, and they are, they're just flowing everywhere. So I've just decided, fine, okay. It's another cosmic joke. But the other thing is, my son wouldn't have come had I not had this experience. And he's very resistant to healing. He admits it. He doesn't know why. But only when it gets really bad where he's having nightmares does he finally acquiesce and let me throw him on the table. So I thought, I guess it was all perfect. He needed to have it done. And obviously, I'm letting go of a lot of stuff because it's flowing all over the house and the yard. So
isn't it kind of interesting that with all that energy clearing of last weekend and then having your son, with whom you're very close, and all this water, and you know, everything had to be keeping on moving. It makes sense to me that you're doing it together.
Well, we always do, don't we? Thank you for that insight, Veronica. I appreciate that. Yes, it does make sense, actually. Yes, and we are incredibly close, but he's the happiest I've seen him, and I can't tell you how long. He's just bubbling all over the place.
That's great.
And it's absolutely wonderful to see him like this. And plus I was so grateful he was in town. He could help me move the fridge, turn off the water, be here for the technician. You know, it all flowed. You know, it's just all been perfect. So, again, more flow.
And you got to turn off his as well.
Yes. And very funny. So let's talk about the power of gratitude, because this is something, for those of you who may not have listened last week, I got a clean bill of health on cancer, which has been an ongoing issue for me since the year 2000, 8 years. You know, I still will go in and have checkups, but this was a really, really big deal for me. And I was so filled with gratitude, I can't even begin to tell anyone how much gratitude I had. And so it really, as I was walking one morning, the team came in and just really started downloading and really, you know, playing with me as I walk about the importance of gratitude and working with it now more than we've ever done before. They also talked about the grace of gratitude. Now, Lazarus, of course, has talked about gratitude forever, but that it's a gift from God, God is all that is. That the more you feel it, the more reasons you have to feel it, that gratitude is, in fact, a gift. It is its own energy. But you can't manipulate it. And, you know, this is, I want to throw this caveat in there. There is no such thing as, oh, I'm going to feel gratitude because I really want to get this. It doesn't work that way. It's its own resonance. The more you feel gratitude, the more your frequency shifts, the more your energy shifts, the more receptive you are to everything that's trying to get to you in the first place. And, you know, we're the ones that get in the way of all the good that's really trying to come into our lives. I think we forget that an awful lot.
Right.
It's also a resonance. And the more that we feel gratitude, the more light and sparkling we become. And the more we open our hearts. And, you know, again, they've been playing with me kind of all week on this. The other resonance-changing energies, of course, are joy and appreciation. Of course, love. I'm not going to leave that out, but we're going to stay with these three tonight because they are so really important. I've talked about morning messages, which are absolutely brilliant, and this is coming from, you know, if we can talk about how huge the team per se is, okay, the verbiage, the cadence, the information is identical. It's morningmessages.com. And feeling all three of these together is the goal: joy, gratitude, and appreciation. It's our job to carry the resonance of these energies to change the frequencies on the planet and to awaken others. The gift in doing this, I don't care how crappy you're feeling, but if you can go, we spend so much time focusing on what we don't have or what we're worried about or what we're, instead of being in joy, appreciation, and gratitude, and especially gratitude. Because the gratitude will get you to the joy and appreciation. If you can't get to joy, if you go to gratitude, the joy will come. It just, it opens it up. There's, it's like opening up the floodgate. And, you know, I found myself, with all of this craziness going on with the water flowing all everywhere, that, you know, my little dogs are the ones that get me right to gratitude constantly. Every time I look at their little faces, it just opens my heart. And I'm overwhelmed with a sense of gratitude, and I've really been focusing on not only my health, but the ability, you know, for me to be able to get out there and you know, really work out in the morning, and I'm doing other things, you know, with my body that I'm very excited about. And I just am so grateful that, you know, it's not that long ago that I could barely make it to the mailbox. So, you know, this is
for you, Jackie.
Well, but you see, it's not just about me. We all have areas that we forget to focus on. I mean, you know, God, they've written how many books about gratitude? Gratitude journals, gratitude this, gratitude that. But there's never been a time more important than right now to be in that state of gratitude, to stay in that focus. And it will shift your reality. And what's been fascinating to me is that I've had so many phone calls this week from people leaving me messages of gratitude. And it just, you know, and of course I'm such a crybaby these days, it makes me cry. But what's been fascinating to me is that the more I have felt the gratitude, the more I've received gratitude, which, you know, I just, and it feels so beautiful. And I'm finding myself being in gratitude for every little thing. Not just my own personal healing, but for everything. And it's so easy to focus on what's wrong. And, you know, and I, every time I walk outside and think, oh, the sprinklers are sprinkling too much. You know, the plants are drowning.
Arizona plants drowning.
Yeah, exactly. Please, you have no idea. So what I have to immediately shift my focus to something in the yard that I'm grateful for, something beautiful. And I look at my dogs and I look at how beautiful the yard is anyway, you know, and all the wonderful grasses. And then as soon as I do that, it shifts everything. And I remember it's a focus. But not to get anything, just to be in that resonance, because I can really move through the day so much more beautifully and easily and elegantly. Would you agree, Veronica?
I sure would. Yeah, it's great. I was just thinking about how many things I've been wanting to change. And whilst you're saying that, I'm going, okay, so talking about gratitude, I'm thinking about all the many things that I want to change. And it is that simple to just bless the things, bless the aspects of our life that you're just grateful about. Just be gratified. You know, it's a lot less work.
Well, and, you know, as women, you know, I mean, you know, I live in a town where people are very concerned about their beauty, and I have friends here that are all involved in beauty or in lots of money or this or that. And, you know, plastic surgery and this and that. And so, you know, you hear enough about it, and you tend to look in the mirror and think, oh, geez, I got this, or I got that, or I need a Botox here, or, you know.
A water tuck.
And so, you know, if my ultimate challenge, and I have lots of friends that are very unhappy about, you know, getting older. And so I've really made a specific effort to be so grateful, especially right now, you know, for the fact that I'm able to do the sessions so much more easily, that I'm able to do the channelings on the radio, and I'm not, you know, it's not wiping me out. And I'm just, you know, it's, And as I do that, I know, absolutely know, and I've been watching it, you know, paying a little attention here, a little attention there, that the stress is draining out of my face, that I'm changing in my looks by focusing and staying in that state of gratitude. Now, maybe my eyes are just changing, but...
I think you're right. It really shows, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. It does. And it reflects back. And what I found interesting is my son wanted me to go up to Utah to go... I don't know what they call it. I'm sorry. It's the little things you sit on in the water and you drive.
I don't know, like a paddle wheel or paddle boat?
No, they're motorized. And it's kind of an annual event up in Utah with some of his friends. And I was so touched, and he really was insistent that I go. And I couldn't. I had made other arrangements, including doing your show on Sunday. But I thought, you know, my attitude is so much different that he's wanting me, you know, to go and do things with him. And I thought, how fabulous is that? That I'm coming back and I'm feeling better and I'm staying in that sense of gratitude and that joy and that love and that appreciation instead of the stress and the worry and the exhaustion, which has been an ongoing thing. So I'm going to go on the channel and let the team talk, and you can dialogue with them, Veronica.
Okay.
And I know that they have something they want to do. So.
Thank you. I'm grateful for what you just spoke about.
Oh, thank you.
I'm inspired.
And, honey, I'm grateful for you every day because I love you.
I love you, too.
All right. We love to make the channel laugh. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, 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 welcome. A joy to be with all of you. And you, Veronica, dear one. Good work, everyone. You all did incredibly wonderful work last week.
Thank you.
And we want to tell you all that. Now, we can see, and we do know how far you go with these things, and it was, from our perspective, stunning, beautiful, wonderful. Now, we encourage you to keep up your work with your future selves. You've opened the door. And for those of you who've not listened to the program, go back and listen to it, to the meditation. As we had said, much was done to kind of confuse your conscious mind, to get it out of the way.
I kept disappearing from the conscious. It's still okay, right?
Oh, it's perfect, Veronica. Don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. It was intentional.
Thank you.
You did great. We could see. Right.
It was wonderful, too.
Yes, you and your forehead. Very, very good. All right, no, we're kidding you. Every time you go back, you're going to have a richer, more palpable experience that you bring back with you. And what's actually happening, all right, is that beautiful golden chain around your waist. They're pulling you closer to that future. So every time you dip back into it, you get pulled a little closer, a little closer. You can feel that safety, you see, that connection more strongly, more tightly, more lovingly pulling you forward. Now, the channel talked about another release that Lazarus did, and we highly recommend that you do this as well. The channel's not heard any of this, but we know, so we're going to tell you. And Lazarus will hold a resonance, you see, also, a beautiful resonance to connect you, to strengthen the connection. And that's what you want. You want your future self, that relationship, to be so strong that you could just get in the car and absolutely have a dialogue with your future self as you're driving down the highway. Before you make choices and decisions, you want to dialogue with future self. If you're not certain, you know, is this decision, is this going to align me with my optimal future? Very important. Does the resonance match? You know, am I taking a little side road over here? Those are all important issues, and you want the comfort level, the, you know, some of you are still trying to develop relationships with your higher selves, you know. I want to be able to hear my higher self, damn it. They're in your head. That little voice that you hear sometimes that, you know, you tend to think everything is separate from you. And for those of you who have done power retrievals with us, some of you have had those extraordinarily pivotal moments. Awe-inspiring moments where suddenly you realize that nothing is separate. Now, not all of you are ready for that yet, but we'll get into that more at a future time. For right now, as you play the game here on Earth, why, everything looks separate. It's not, but it does look that way. So let's talk about gratitude. So, Veronica, what are you grateful for? First thing on the top of your head.
My life. I was thinking today I'm grateful for difficulties I had with my mother, for example, because it just pushed me to keep growing and learning. It really pushed me, you know?
Beautiful. Now that is wonderful. And when you can reach that point of gratitude for experiences that at one time you thought were horrendous, painful and horrible, and move to the other side of gratitude. Think of the healing that occurs. You see, that's a healing, Veronica.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Absolutely. And with that, is there not forgiveness as well?
Yes, actually. Mm-hmm.
Isn't forgiveness implied in being able to be grateful for an experience?
Yes, it is. And felt. You can actually feel it.
Of course you can. It's palpable. You know. That's when you know you've shifted. Really shifted. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Do you have experiences that you have to learn to feel gratitude for, or are you always in gratitude?
Are you asking us?
Yes.
Well, we're always in the now moment. We're always in joy. We're always in gratitude. We're always in a state of excitement and passion and bliss. Is it gratitude implied?
Yes, it is.
All right. Of course, it is. Of course it is. Now, let's go a little further. You've brought up a wonderful, wonderful thing here. And we would say to all of you listening who are struggling with still issues in your life in the past, and we can hear some of you thinking, well, how can I have gratitude for being molested? How can I have gratitude for the death of someone I love? Good question. It may not be a place yet that you can go and feel gratitude, and that's understandable. Maybe the closest you could get is appreciation. Now, that's a strange statement, we know, and the reason we say it is this. Even from an intellectual perspective, all right, well, I create my reality, or I allow it. How did this happen? Did I have something in mind? You know, was I co-creating this experience, whatever it was? Obviously, there was some planning involved. That's not always the case with molestation, but often it is. If it's an ongoing, not necessarily a one-time thing, but if it's ongoing. Appreciation for the fact that you set something up for yourself to learn, to work with. Now, this is difficult, and we understand this. Please, please be aware. We're not making light of anyone's experience at all. But perhaps the closest you can get is the appreciation for the intricacy of what was created. Now, when we say appreciation, almost like a playwright, you see, well, they were going somewhere with this. You know, you've all had books, classics that you had to read in school. Try to figure out what the author was really saying. You know, what was the underlying, you know. And if that's the closest you come, that's all right. Now we know for the channel, her life experience with her mother was very difficult, but her gratitude, which she's been feeling for years, was for the strength that her mother had. And so she's always been grateful for those genetics. She was physically strong, mentally strong, great determination, way ahead of her time on the cutting edge. Now, was she also cruel and horrible? Yes. But she found something to be grateful for, to focus on. Together with the understanding that a depreciation for the way that the play was written, the story was written. And along with that then comes the implied forgiveness. Now, some of you have done great work with forgiveness. We understand this. Oh, right, I forgive my mother and father. My lousy brother or sister, whoever it was, or my ex-husband or wife. But you're going to find now, where you are now, at this particular level now, this is a time where you will be able to perhaps go back and review a little bit. We don't want you to stay there forever. But if you have unresolved feelings, this is the time to put resolution. You're working with your future self. You don't want the past pulling the other direction. What's going to happen? You get nowhere. You've got the future pulling you forward and the past pulling you back as you're still hooked into what happened back there. You're not going to go anywhere. None of you want that. Now, the gift of gratitude, it is, if you could see from our perspective, the way that you glow, Jenna said it very well, the way that you glow when you're in a state of gratitude. Now, we observe the channel when she walks in the morning and she talks to the trees and whatever. People avoid her because we think that they think she's probably crazy as a loon. Between that and her barking dogs in their little store. However, she really feels gratitude for the beauty of the day, for the ability to move her body. For all the trees. Now, she used to look at everybody, see who's overwatering and this and that. This is what's so funny, you see. And she's learned now to take her focus off of that, stop with a critical eye, and focus on the beauty, the energy, tap into the life force of everything. School's getting ready to open. As she walked by the school today, she could see the beings now gathering around the school. Up above the school. She's talked about that before. Gratitude. Now, what happens to your resonance? Well, you can't. Here's the paradox. If you decide to stay in gratitude, in joy and appreciation, they will come. If you go to gratitude, they'll come in. First of all, your day is going to change. People are going to treat you differently. You're going to find that even the pesky, you know, although they're not supposed to solicit anymore, but the nondescript solicitors, you're going to find that you're going to handle it all differently. Because the drop in resonance to go to the other place is too far. It won't feel comfortable. It'll be like splashing your face with ice water all of a sudden. Oh, whoa, wait a minute, that didn't feel good. Practice people, this is those frequencies. When you radiate those frequencies, you're like a radio tower beaming out love, gratitude, joy, appreciation. The heart opens. And what happens? God, Goddess, all that is, can come right through you and out to your world. You become the beacon, the lantern that you intended to be when you got here, or before you got here. Now, there are benefits. Of course now. You become a living magnet for all that's wonderful. by living in that presence and making the choice. Do I focus over here on this carpet that needs, or this is the channel, the carpet that needs to be stretched in this room, or the beauty of the room itself? I'm going to focus on the beauty of the room. Make a choice. What can take you out of gratitude, Veronica?
I think habitual brain patterns, where you sink into some criticisms, like, for example, of seeing the rug instead of the beauty of the room. I think it sometimes can scoop you up before you, or emotional states. But I noticed today I had to make that decision. Wait a minute, you don't have to focus on this. You have to let yourself focus on, it was a different situation, but it's something beautiful. And I thought, oh, it's my brain pattern that swings into this other thing.
All right. And what about being self-critical and self-love?
Right. It's another one.
Yes. Now, we want to remind you, please, don't beat yourselves up. That's defeating. Oh, crap, look at that again. I went to the other and I didn't go to gratitude and I screwed up and I'm terrible and I'm awful and I'm... Oh, well. That absolutely drops the resonance, just boom, 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 boom. Now you've got to climb all the way back up again. It's merely a matter of, oops, all right, I'll go over here. Let's shift this. Let's make it a game. Let's make it fun. I'm here to be a lantern. I'm here to be a beacon for myself and others. You've heard the expression, you are the light of the world. You are. That's the truth. How are you going to get there? How do you become the light of the world? What are the steps? Will you excel at something? No, all right, excel at being grateful. Don't wait till you make $1 million. Or 100,000, or whatever your number is. As soon as I make this money, or do this deal, or... No. That's how powerful the energy of gratitude is. It can turn on that beacon. Now, it's difficult to stay in love all the time. Because the negative ego will come in there and chatter, chatter, chatter. But gratitude is something you can navigate. What you say earlier, Veronica, paddleboard. It's like a paddle, but you can navigate a paddleboard. Now, if you get into one of those super speed boats, you may not be able to navigate that, but you can navigate a paddle boat. Does this all make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, it does. I was thinking how fast it can be to choose many, many things to be grateful for, which can be a mantra in itself.
Absolutely. From the beauty of a blossom. Now, you all have beautiful crystals and statues and different things that you love. You don't have to be rich to have these things, but you have special things that are special to you. You may have one thing. Put it in a significant place where you're going to see it all the time. And if you don't have that thing, print out a picture of it. Find a picture of it. Something that shifts your resonance. Make a sacred place in your house. These are steps to get you there. Steps to get you there. Now, what we'd like to do here is we would like to work with all of you to turn up your light, to turn up your frequency, to align it so it's easier to go there, so you can hold it for longer periods of time. Are you up for that, Veronica?
Oh, you bet. I'd love that.
All right.
The sparklers.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to ask permission to come into your homes, your offices, your cars, wherever you may be now, to come through your computer and to surround you in our light and our love. And we're going to ask each and every one of you now to focus on one thing that you're truly grateful for. Now, don't, we have to, it may be something that sounds silly. And that's all right. If you're really grateful for it, it doesn't matter. You don't have to make it something grand. I have really pretty feet. Wonderful. But I love my feet. Then focus on them. On the gratitude you feel for having these beautiful feet. Perhaps it's your mind. Your creative mind, or a brilliant mind. Veronica, you've got a brilliant mind.
Or a sense of humor.
Sense of humor, wonderful. Perhaps it's your animals, or a child, or a lover. Perhaps it's a parent that you really loved. They may be on the other side. But the time that you had with them. Perhaps it's a particular teacher that you had time with, a precious time with. Spiritual school. Or one that you have now. Perhaps it's a guide. Something that will allow you to feel gratitude. Allow it to course through you now. As you hold that resonance, and we're going to add our energy to it and turn up your light. Feel now the joy coming in. Feel the joy being added to it. And the appreciation. And you may feel emotions now running through your body. Maybe even, your eyes getting a little wet. Feel the exhilaration. The beauty of gratitude. as we enhance and enhance the joy, the appreciation, the gratitude now. Feel yourself coming alive. Now, if you all want to look younger, this is the way to get there. All right? Your cells are getting excited, rejuvenated, filled with light. Keep holding it now. Keep holding it. If we keep adding to it, adding to it, adding to it. Feel the cells, every organ in the body, humming along the heart, oh yes, pulsing, joy, gratitude, appreciation, and now feel the love begin to flow into your heart. Just love. It doesn't have to be for anyone. It's just there. Feel your heart opening. Opening, and you're becoming this vessel. This incredible vessel. This is rejuvenation.
We'll have to end soon.
Yes, we know, we know. All right, dear ones, continue to hold this resonance. And we encourage all of you now, if you desire, when you go to bed tonight, call us in. And we're going to work with you a little further on this. To set it in. So it can be so automatic that the moment you go into gratitude, boom, 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 it all comes in. We love you all so much. We're so excited to see where you're all going. We appreciate your commitment. We send to each and every one of you our total, complete, unconditional love. And until we speak with each of you tonight in the dream state or next week, whichever is best for you, namaste, dear one.
Namaste, and thank you so much in gratitude.